This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Getting ready for a little Cubs matinee action as they start an 8-game homestand with the red-hot Diamondbacks in town. The D-backs were 7-7, and they decided to win 5 in a row. So now they're 12-7, charging up the National League West standings. I say charging up, but really kind of staying in place because you've got to go against the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers also in that same division. Taking a look at the lineup that they will put out there. It'll be Corbin Burnes on the mound against Colin Ray for the Cubs. Here's what the lineup looks like tonight. Ian Happ leads off, playing left field. Kyle Tucker batting second, playing right field. Seiya Suzuki, the DH, will bat third. Michael Bush will hold down first base, and he'll bat cleanup. Dansby Swanson batting fifth, playing shortstop. Nico Horner playing second and batting sixth. Pete Crow Armstrong is in center field. He will bat seventh. Carson Kelly is the catcher for this one. He will bat eighth, and rounding up the lineup in the ninth spot, playing third base, Vidal Bruján. That's how it goes.
Before we get to some good audio from Wrigley Field, I just saw a new, well, actually 29 minutes ago, from Justin Steele saying, I appreciate the prayers and thoughts. God is good. And then there's a photo of him in the hospital with, is that post-op? I'm not really sure. But he's got his arm in a cast, and he's given the thumbs up, too. And I know he sent like a really appreciative tweet before that as well.
Yeah, I think that's post-op because that's when they would put you in the cast after doing the surgery.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So we have Craig Counsell, as you mentioned, Mark, talking pregame ahead of today's game against the Diamondbacks. And he was asked about what's going on at third base. We told you Vidal Bruján is the guy there. Matt Shaw just sent down. John Birdie, also an option, as well as Gage Workman. So what is the deal at third base, Craig?
I think you're going to see a number of players play there, yeah. We've got... Interestingly, you know, every day we got kind of four choices at third base. I don't think we have like, so you're going to see different guys there frequently. So we're just kind of looking at matchups, and today the best day was, best choice was Vidal.
Can someone outright win it?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to use platoons though. I think that's the most logical thing that'll happen, and most likely thing that'll happen. Yeah.
He'd gotten hurt in spring, but what had you seen in the at-bats and how he was working before the injury?
Yeah, I mean, Vidal's value is his versatility, I think, and his athleticism, and it's, you know, there's not many players in this league that can play shortstop and center field. I think he's an effective base runner as well. Yeah, I mean, switch hitter, and you know, I think the bat is what, you know, is going to be the most important thing for him to get going. But his versatility makes him very valuable on the roster.
Is it important, I know Jordan Wicks is an out-getter, that's why he's here. Is it important to keep him stretched out? Do you need him at depth for the rotation? Is he going to be considered to get starts?
We're going to use him to be stretched out. I mean, I think that's ideal to serve as some length with this group in the bullpen.
Are you considering starting at some point? Or is that...
In the season, yes. During the season, yes, we'd consider it.
Today is a possible piggyback?
Colin Ray is the starter, and then we're going to go try to win the game after Colin Ray. Normal start. Yeah.
What do you need to... Luke Little has a ton of talent, obviously. Beyond just being in the strike zone, what does he need to do to really harness that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, that's... I mean, that's number one. I mean, I think I don't... There's like a... What's second is pretty distant. I think when he's thrown strikes, he's been an effective major league pitcher. And when he hasn't, he has not been an effective major league pitcher. So that's number one. Now, there's like ingredients that go into that that I think, are important. And, look, I think at this point, Luke probably just coming off surgery and having a lot of innings, he just got to get more consistent work. We just got to get more work and kind of get him in the strike zone more. I think that will produce that more. Luke's a big man with a lot of, with the moving parts, it's going to be a challenge for him. What we have to do as a organization, we're going to have to be patient with that process of development for him. It may take a little longer than, Luke wants it to take, than we want it to take. And then we just have to kind of make the incremental progress kind of behind the scenes that allow this ball to be in the strike zone more.
What's your advice for Shaw? What's the organization viewpoint of his ability to hit and if there's changes that should possibly be made at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think the advice is like the best learning moments come when you have adversity. When you have struggles. This is an opportunity for you. And it's hard to look at it like that when, you're getting told you're being demoted. But it's an opportunity. The game has told him, he's got some exposure to a different level of baseball, and it's pretty good, right? And he struggled with it. You don't just abandon ship from your Matt's perspective. You take the information in and you learn from it, and that's what we're going to try to do. And he'll be successful at it.
Craig Counsell talking about 24-year-old Luke Little, who was sent down as abruptly as he was called up after having some control issues. He'll work on that. Some other things to take away from what Craig Counsell said just moments ago is the fact that Vidal Brujan in that lineup as the third baseman today, but he's going to run all four guys out there. That's Brujan. That's
John Birdie.
That's Gage Taylor-Workman. That's, I guess, occasionally Justin Turner even.
I guess so.
So yeah. The question becomes, who do you want to see there? And he was asked straight up, can someone win that job? And they said, yes.
Yeah, why not?
But then he quickly said, but platooning is the more diplomatic way of approaching this right now. That's what he feels like gives them the best matchup.
Maybe Aramis Ramirez will come out of retirement now that he's Cubs Hall of Famer.
Might be a little past his prime at this point in his
career. Possibly. The other part that I thought was interesting was trying to get information from Craig Counsell on Jordan Wicks and what his exact role is. Because I heard there was a two-part question, like what's he going to do and will he start? He didn't answer until the follow-up came. So it was a really good follow-up right there. And he did say, yes, oh, during the season, yes. So I didn't understand what he was during the season. Yeah, we're in the season. Is he going to start in the season? And he said, yes, it's possible, but it does sound like they clearly want to use him as a bullpen guy. Maybe he comes in today if Colin Ray is ineffective. And as you said, I think, I don't remember if it was on the air or backstage, saying that you don't know if Colin Ray is stretched out enough. So we could, Wicks might be right in the game today after four innings.
Well, he was asked, is it a piggyback situation?
Yeah,
and
he kind of
danced around that a little bit, but he said Colin Ray is the starter. Jordan Wicks is clearly the swing man because he's part of the bullpen, but he wants him, yes, to continue to be stretched out. So he's now the new swing man. And the question just becomes, will he be called into action if one of these starters either A, gets injured, or B, falters to the degree to say, we have to make a change, like they've done with their bullpen over the last week?
Yeah, and Luke Little will return for sure. I mean, at some point in time, and they'll be going up against some badass lefties over the next few days. So being down a left-handed, you know, reliever, not ideal, but the Cubs did what they needed to do with Luke Little.
So Caleb Thilbar's got quite the challenge in front of him when you look at all of the lefties that are coming in here on this homestand. You can go ahead to like a Shohei Ohtani, a Kyle Schwarber, a Bryce Harper when the Phillies come to town. Mm-hmm. But just in this series alone, Diamondbacks got guys.
Yes.
And, you know, looking at their lineup today, you know, Corbin Carroll, who's been otherworldly, Pavin Smith, who's been on a tear as well, Josh Naylor, he's a lefty, Jake McCarthy in center field, also a lefty. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle late game situations. And the hope, if you're the Cubs, is that you're there.
And I think I might have expressed that on this show with you and Layla. I have a healthy fear of Josh Naylor. Just one of those guys, when he comes up to the plate, I always feel like he's going to just crush people. Maybe it's because of what he used to do to the White Sox, but I do. I might put money on him to hit a home run.
So the Cubs coming off a series loss, but a successful 500 road trip. Can they keep it going this weekend? You know, we're going to talk all about this coming up next week, as well as the NFL draft, as we are now less than a week away. Mark Grody, you're back with us on Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Looking forward to it, man. It'll be the day before the draft. Pre-draft party on the Midday Show.
It's going to be a huge, huge party. A thanks to all of the people who helped us put this show together, starting behind the glass. Ray Diaz, our executive producer. Robbie Triano, he's on the sound. Brandon Fryer also helping out. The Score video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Dulston, and Matt Anaya. Grody, a special thanks to you for being here this
thanks
week.
Thanks for having me, man. This has been a blast. I wish the show wasn't so short. I'm going to enjoy like going home at 12:45, but this show has been really enjoyable.
So that'll do it for us here. Have a great weekend, everyone. Big NBA playoff weekend. We'll talk about that. Plus, I'm sure there will be some new Bulls thoughts on the way. I'm trying to figure out where they rank and where you want to be if you're a Bulls fan. That'll do it for us. We will see you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Midday Scores. That's us.